Hello, my name is Shoma Sen. I'm on the faculty at San Jose State University in the graduate social work program, and I also work with Dr. Laurie Moore on programs hosted by the Love Climate, an agency that hosts Dr. Laurie Moore satsangs. Just a little bit about myself. I grew up in India in a family that practices Hinduism, and we don't practice Hinduism, probably not so much the ritualistic part, but more the contemplative and the meditative part. And there are family members that are very much into the ritualistic, but my parents and my grandparents taught us more about the meditative part of Hinduism and that it is a way of life. When I found Dr. Laurie Moore and the Love Climate, I felt that I had to share some of the feelings that I had and the experience that I had in the satsang. May 1st, 2010 was my second time coming to the satsang. I felt incredibly lucky to have been invited to be a part of this sacred space that Dr. Laurie Moore provides. I've been searching for a space like this for years now. I'm from India, as I had said before, and the Bhagavad Gita guides my daily existence and so much of my thought processes and who I am. The Gita tells us about the salience of satsang in one's spiritual growth. Satsang at Dr. Laurie's is such a space. I was truly touched by the presence of the beautiful souls that attended the satsang. The willingness and fearlessness with which we all engaged in the process of searching for truth was deeply moving. I felt honored to witness the transformative power of satsang, the power of collective positive energy that can help to transcend one's ego-bound agonies. Most of all, the satsang allowed participants to be vulnerable and know that they will be completely supported and held in compassion by all present. The physical surrounding of the satsang venue is absolutely an essential part of the experience of satsang. It is breathtakingly beautiful. I love the feel of the tall trees around us, the bird songs, the sunlight playing in the clouds, the colors of the flowers, and the intermittent frolicking of Jessie, that's Dr. Laurie's cat. Even the distant sounds of cars on the highway had their place in creating the magic of this truly magnificent space. I've attended the satsang twice, and every time the beauty of the place had instantly put me in a meditative frame of mind, and a sense of peace had descended on me as a soft cotton sheet. I feel incredibly lucky that Dr. Laurie so graciously offers the satsang, and I'm thankful for the beautiful souls that attend it. I hope the universe continues to bless us with this opportunity and that I continue to be a part of this movement. Thank you.